Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Infrastructure, the truck drivers are out there all over the country. You heard them. They pay way more for their fuel. That's a lot cheaper to even produce. Hell, you can make it out of coal even. And they're being gouged all Obama era, because that's a big independent thing in America that the big cartels don't control, wanting to push business to the railroad. That's why they wanted to kill all those big pipelines out of Canada. Not just the Keystone, is because, wait for it, Warren Buffett and the same old suspect, George Soros, literally made a deal with Canada to transship it west to the Far East and offload it to China. Look that up. So that's how you make your billions, is you cut out your competition. You can't have that pipeline. We're going to ship that oil out of Canada to the Chinese, so America couldn't get it, refine it down in Houston. That's strategic warfare. Trump's brushing all that aside. They're so pissed. All right, you got 3 minutes. You wanted to finish up your statement now to the truckers themselves, and you got your driving route you want to show folks. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. Appreciate that. When I talked to you yesterday, I was in Norfolk. I'm in St. Louis this morning. I managed to get a couple hours of sleep, a little cat nap, and I'm going to be in Houston tomorrow. Real quick, just for you, Alex, the meek shall inherit the earth means those who can be taught. Okay? Don't hammer people too hard. All right, because we're going to come out of this. Now, I need to say something to all my brothers and sisters behind the wheel. If you can hear my voice, go to hashtag They Call Me Hollywood and read what I just said. That's where it's at. It's at hashtag They Call Me Hollywood and read what I just said. And if you agree with everything there, I want you all to do one thing every single day at exactly noon. Until President Trump hears us, every day at exactly noon, y'all set your watches. I know y'all punctual. I don't care where you are. You're in your lines or you're going down the highway. It don't matter. I want you to reach up there to the top dead center of your cab. I want you to grab a great big handful of that chain, and I want you to let the big dogs do the talking.
Would become a big national story, but also email the White House,
do it now.
Call the president. Yep, that's
do good. It now, boys. Come on. Can I get an amen? Do it right now. If y'all can hear me, just grab a grove.
Well,
up there, grab
absolutely. If I got a horn here, I'd blow it. So there we go. That's a good idea, and it's an example to everybody to speak out and take action. That's what we need to do. And it's a great idea, because I've studied what you're talking about with the infrastructure and trucking and how they're really trying to squeeze you guys out.
Yeah, there's something there for Steve Pachenik. My kid brother listens to you. He got me listening and paying attention to you about 10, 15 years ago. And he wrote a paper when he was in college, and it has to do with PTSD. I think he's on to something here. And Alex, if you could read it and maybe share it with Dr. Steve Pachenik, maybe that could be a topic for y'all to discuss. It's very important that...
Sure, send it in. Send it to showtips@infowars.com, or you can get the producers.
Nari's got it. Okay. Nari's got it, and she can give it right over to you, and you can talk about that at another time. But I think that's important, and it would explain why people are just kind of losing it, all right? They're acting funny. You know what I'm saying?
What's happening is the world is being put into an artificial, unhealthy state by design. That's what globalism is, and it's a post-human system. God bless you, and I appreciate your call, Reed. Okay, so that's a good message, and we're live right now. We'll take that. We'll post it to Bandai Video, and it'll be in the Alex Jones section. It'll be Trucker's emergency message to President Trump to save the U.S. economy or something like that. And then everybody can, the truckers, just all share that and put it on your Facebook and Twitter. And if you just get that out, Trump acts on things like these. And it's definitely something needs to be done. It's critical. One of the most critical things out there. All right, I'm going to break down the big picture. We're back in 60 seconds. And Mike Adams is coming up.
Alex Jones here with some good news. 2 weeks ago, we had to stop taking new storable food orders because the company that supplies us was backed up and was busy getting out the orders they had. Now they've opened up two more factories. They bought a whole bunch more high-quality food. They're packaging it right now, and they're going to be able to ship it out to you very soon. So get your orders in now. Every other major food manufacturer in the storable food area has been sold out for a long time. Many of them are still telling you they got food. They don't. We do, but it takes time to package it and get it out to you. The bad news is, hey, I hope the virus blows over, but the globalists trying to cancel the election and the economy may go south. Now more than ever is the time to have high-quality, storable food, and the place to get it is InfoWarsStore.com. So a lot of you have gotten food from us. You've loved it. It's been very helpful for you and your family. Now is the time to double down. With as crazy as this world is, if they're able to take Trump down, we are screwed. We've got to fend for ourselves.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're now into hour number two. I'm your host, Alex Jones. The dreaded, censored, lied about, attacked websites are InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Big tech thinks it controls the entire world, but not yet. The power of the people spreading the word can override them, can trump them. Now, let's go ahead and get into the big issue here. For 9 weeks, we've been covering in depth this entire situation, what was happening in Wuhan, and the nightmare zombie apocalypse images that we saw coming out of it. Then major institutions in Europe and in India came out. We've covered all this ad nauseum. Scanned the virus and said it was clearly man-made, ridiculously such. At least four different viruses all grafted together, even with the slice points where they had assembled them together, including the HIV delivery system. Not HIV, the viral RNA, but the delivery system into the protein receptor sites. And now that they have major Chinese universities and hospitals coming out and reporting on the fact that it doesn't just hit the lungs and the heart, it's hitting the testicles, and that the majority of men that end up getting looked at by doctors who are sick enough to be in the hospital will end up being infertile or sterile. And that's in the reports I read last night on air on the Sunday show. And that's in Newsweek. That's in the Times of London. I mean, that's in the news. And the headlines are may cause sterility. And you read the actual reports, it's really bad. Bloody lesions throughout the structure of the testicles that creates the sperm, and then through the ducts that deliver the sperm, it's bad. Now, early on, scientists said it's reinfecting and it's mutating, and there's all these different strains. Well, what type of virus reinfects? Well, something that's four different viruses sandwiched together. So, yes, most people just get a bad cold from it, and then some get like pneumonia, and then some die. But then it comes back, and people have heart attacks and fall over dead. And I'm like, man, that does sound like something out of a science fiction movie. And then that's starting to happen. So it looks like it's way lower death rate than the UN and the China, who were lockstep at first, said. And they wanted to cover it up there at first, then export it, so that we weren't scared, get it over here and use it as a weapon against our free society, having the globalist deep state media then gang up on Trump and bring down our economy. That was the play. We called it 8 weeks ago, 9 weeks ago, dead on. You all heard it. The articles, the videos, they're all there. So we know how the globalists operate. The precursor virus, it was a chimera as well, didn't have the HIV delivery system welded onto it. It was delivered in 2015 by a level 4 bioweapons lab in North Carolina, and it was a big national scandal, to the Chi-Cops. And I said, I believe it was done on purpose to shut down the Taiwan protest, to give Xi Jinping a way to reset and clamp down, and then they can use it for a global surveillance system, they can use it to restrict cash, they can use it for the whole forced inoculation agenda. It fits into their whole agenda, and it turns out there's a Rockefeller Foundation report called Lockstep from 10 years ago, 2010, saying we'll use it for authoritarianism, we'll use it for a worldwide takeover, we'll use drones to surveil people. And notice it's the same from California to New York to London, England to Wuhan, China to it's drones shouting orders. It's a global standardized corporate system to condition you to accept the takeover. So here's the bad news. The virus is man-made. I mean, they had major testing firms in Italy, in Germany, in the United States, in India, come out and say the same thing. It's got the pea shuttle gene. It's got the protein slices. It's got the incisions, folks. It's got where they jammed it in there. Because when they put that RNA in there, it leaves a trace. And I use the analogy of, you've had open heart surgery, you see the big stitches, you look at Frankenstein. How do you know he's got different people's arms and legs? And, you know, because there's the stitches, folks. I mean, it's ridiculous how obvious it is. 100%. And that's why you see the panicking by governments. And that's why when the Chi-Coms came out and on their official national TV, at least 20 times I've seen, and in their papers, and said, the U.S. Army was in Wuhan, they released it, it's all their fault. That's because they know they released it with deep state globalists they're working with that helped set up China. Remember, China isn't running this. It's the corrupt, evil, human testing ground, the 3 million people in slave camps that are Muslims alone. It's the hellhole human animal cloning 30 years ago, 20 years ago, cows that produce human milk, sold on store shelves, spiders that are part goat that create body armor. I mean, it's just, it's hell on earth. It's all publicly going on. Human organ harvesting, you name it. The globalists set it up. 90+% of them didn't have running water. Most Chinese were living, you know, out in the, as farmers like we were. The globalists took it over to the communists, ordered them all into collectivizing, set up mass brainwashing, forced sterilization, 50 million girls killed, 400 million girls aborted. I mean, they're evil. Now it mainly hits men, we learned, in the Chinese population. Over here, it's the old. It's mutated, strangely. Because with a bioweapon, you've already tested it in rats and other things. You know how it's going to mutate. Or you can release other versions. Now they're saying there's hundreds of versions. There was 40 versions 2 weeks ago, then 100. Now there's hundreds of versions. That's not normal. Things don't normally mutate like that. But see, it's four viruses. It's engineered. It's basically nanotech. They always argue that viruses really aren't alive because they reproduce, but that's it. They're like digital information versus RNA that's biological. Viruses are robots. And so nanotech is just a bunch of viruses you've engineered together to do what you want. And that's what it is. It's a soft kill weapon. So the virus is real, but the hype to scare you and the clampdown is to take your freedoms into the future. So they can lock you down in the future and you behave yourself when they release plagues that are even worse, as I predicted in Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, because that's how they'll do it. They'll release viruses that are somewhat deadly, spread fast, that reinfect, that weigh down society, then they'll herd you into compact smart bubbles that big tech advertises their city hubs that are safe, that have all the surveillance, and then everybody else dies that isn't inside the bubble city. And that's what the globalists have said. They said, we're going away from nation states, not to a big loving world government, but nation states will be gotten rid of to city states that are private and corporate owned, that have the weapons, the surveillance, the medicine, everything, but you'll be fried with 5G and surveilled. You will opt into the prison because outside the prison, drones by night will deliver the bioweapon and you will have the intelligentsia herded in to the real kill grid while everybody else hides in the countryside. And that's the master plan, and that's what they're doing, and that's what's going to unfold. We can change it. We can say no. We can stop it. You have to understand. People hear me going, there's a Rockefeller report, so they'll use this for world government. And people go look it up and they go, oh my God. They go, here's all these reports and here's them calling for world government. Wow, how'd you know this? Are you? It's not just in that. It's in Club of Rome documents 1968. It's all in Endgame. Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And what's the Marvel movie, Endgame's about global extermination, killing everybody. And they complained, the makers of that complained and said, Jones's Endgame is going to the top of Amazon again and was getting watched by tens of thousands a day. And they said, it's confusing it with our Endgame. Delete it. Even though I talked to one of the writers who reached out to me, and they said that I inspired Endgame. So I inspire their Marvel movie, and then I get censored because I inspired it. By the way, you think I'm joking? That's not a joke. I'm not bragging. It's just how much influence we have thanks to all these spreading the word. And Chris Carter said I influence all new X-Files. So they're all obsessed with the show because they know it's the truth. They don't have the power to be truthful themselves. They're all just selling out, getting money, and then building armored fortresses, hoping they all don't get killed by their own plan.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Something I couldn't find anywhere else. Well, I don't want to be nobody, just want a chance to be myself. I've done 1,000 miles of thumbing. Guess I've worn blisters on my heels, trying to find me something better. The streets of Bakersfield.
We are back live. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and Mike Adams is here with us for the next 45 minutes, naturalnews.com. He has been dead on about it being man-made, dead on about it mutating and reinfecting, and now it's confirmed that it's attacking men's testicles. So now you have that whole depopulation aspect to it. Is the media hyping it to drive down the economy and take our liberties? Absolutely. That's the larger globalist goal, but it doesn't mean that the threat of the virus isn't real. I simply said, look out for your liberties. And I hope the death rate goes down as we learn more people get tested. And they're saying America leads it. Well, yeah, we've done more tests than anybody else. But speaking of vindication, they banned our app last week saying I was putting out disinformation. The video that they referenced, I was talking about all these governors banning doctors prescribing hydroxychloroquine that just pushes zinc into the cells and has been prescribed for 70 plus years. And itself is just based on something the British Army used to give their troops to stop malaria. I was just covering that Trump was right. Well, now the FDA today said, okay, we approve it. Europe's been using it great. Yes, we approve it. So here's the headlines. FDA approves emergency coronavirus treatment, 30 million dosages of anti-malaria drugs. Norvitus, they're all making it. FDA approves emergency use of malaria pills, COVID-19 treatment. So they were going to do these trials, but now they're just saying, okay. Joining us to cover the waterfront is Mike Adams. We've got the Pentagon orders essential staff, deep underground mountain bunker as pandemic prep escalates. Big worries of civil unrest popping up in Europe and other areas. They're now confirming what we told you a month ago. The food is breaking down at the farmer levels. There will be some food shortages. For as much food as we waste, maybe that'll just teach us not to waste food. We'll see what happens. Mike, there's so many questions I've got for you. I haven't talked to you in almost a week. So much is happening. What is the latest, Mike Adams?
Well, I've got some good news for you. This is perhaps the first good news I've had for your audience in quite some time. It looks like, in my estimation, the evidence is now very clear that we could end all the lockdowns worldwide simply by mass producing zinc, distributing zinc to all the people of the world for free. In other words, use the Defense Production Act in America to distribute zinc supplements to people with good guidance about the proper doses so people don't overdose, plus having people wear masks as they return to work and doing testing of asymptomatic patients. So if you can crank up the testing, the masks, and the zinc, I believe you can end this in the month of April. I'm not even kidding. I think we could end this worldwide because zinc is now emerging as the single most important element to blocking the replication of the virus inside the body. So you see, there are two ways to block the virus. You can use it. You can use social isolation or lockdowns, which of course destroy the economy. So that's not good. But you can also block the virus inside human cells, and you do that with zinc. And in severe cases, chloroquine drives zinc into the cells, as you just mentioned. You're absolutely right. There are all kinds of studies on that. I just published an article a few minutes ago before I came on that links to some of those studies, by the way, that chloroquine is what's called a zinc ionophore, which means it enhances the chemistry of zinc to push it into your cells. And there, zinc kills cancer cells, that's in some of the studies, as well as blocks the replication of the coronavirus class of viruses. So I believe that right now we have solutions, but because Big Pharma has a stranglehold on Congress, on the media, even on the presidential advisors.
We know why. We know why. The leader of Brazil said Europe gave them hydroxychloroquine 95-97% rate if you get it early. Zinc's great. They banned him, blocked him on Twitter. They blocked me. They're desperate. They don't want people to know about nutrition.
Well, this is the key, and this is exactly why you were banned, because you were talking about a generic, low-cost drug, hydroxychloroquine, can't make billions for Big Pharma because it's off-patent. It's been off-patent for many, many years.
And it's not a vaccine. It's not a vaccine.
And it's not a vaccine, right. So you now have the suppression of life-saving knowledge of cures, actual cures between chloroquine and zinc. These are actual cures, I believe, that can stop this pandemic in its tracks. I think we now have enough information to be able to say that. And what should be happening right now, Alex, is that there should be blood tests of all the patients who have this to check their zinc levels, because I think we would see a very strong pattern of zinc deficiency. And this is why some younger people are dying, like triathletes are dying from this. Why? They're young, they're healthy, they have no underlying health conditions. Well, guess what? When you exercise a lot, you sweat out zinc and other trace minerals. And if you're not replenishing those minerals, you can be zinc deficient. You can die from this. I think zinc really could be the silver bullet for this, you know, not to mention silver itself, which has its own function.
That's the topical. Why are they so, I mean, the Democrats are so evil. Like you said 8 weeks ago, they were saying, keep things open. Don't block the Chinese. I agree. Totally block the flights. Even if there's any chance it's super bad, it obviously is a really bad virus. But like you kept saying, if you have proper nutrition, the studies are by prestigious Vanderbilt, Harvard, John Hopkins, say that it's like 98-99% that if you've got a bunch of zinc in you, it's incredible. Let me ask you this, because you're the health ranger. These medical doctors are saying take 250 milligrams a day. The normal thing, I guess, is like 10 milligrams RDA. Most of the things are, you know, 30 milligrams. But I read some places that could be bad for the kidneys long term. But I guess it's a trade-off. What are you recommending people take zinc-wise?
Well, what those doctors are doing is trying to get deficient people up to a normal level, so they would typically recommend only 250 milligrams.
That's a front load. That's a front load.
Exactly. Exactly. But once you reach a blood level that is sufficient, you obviously want to back off of that to about one-tenth that, or even 25 milligrams per day. But check with your own doctor, your own naturopath. You know, each person's situation is different.
So I'm right, 25 milligrams, 30 is what I came up with, just researching.
Yeah, that's really about in the right range. And right now I'm taking about 50 milligrams a day in the form of zinc gluconate, just because I hadn't been taking enough zinc myself. So I'm taking more. I'll back off of that probably in another week or so. The thing that's interesting about zinc is when you have too much, when you can taste zinc in water. If you have too much zinc in your blood, it will alter your taste, and you'll be able to taste it. It'll taste like a heavy metal that's really yucky. And that's when you know you have too much. That's one way to know.
But yeah. I was reading it'll also make your hair fall out because it boosts testosterone.
Well, yeah, probably so. I don't know what all the side effects of excess zinc intake are, but it has a very wide range of efficacy, and it can be very safely and very affordably made. And the thing is, zinc is, I think, the third most common element in the Earth's crust, so there's no shortage of zinc. We're living on zinc.
Well, stay right there, but isn't it good news that the FDA's been forced to just say, okay, doctors, you can give this to people? I mean, the idea that they block doctors off-label, doctors have always done this stuff.
Well, when I saw the Democrat governors of states, I think Michigan was one of them, and I'm not sure what others, when I saw them outlawing or banning doctors from prescribing
New York, California, it's 20 of them.
Then I knew it. I knew they want this to kill more Americans. They want this to be as bad as possible, and that has got to be stopped. That is insane.
They are truly villains. I know you've got huge numbers on projections. Is Fauci right? 200,000 dead. By the way, people driven a wedge here saying me and Mike disagree with each other. No, we don't. I've been trying. I don't know what's going on, okay? I just know they don't want you to have drugs and zinc and things that you absolutely need. That's all I know. We'll be right back.
One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast. And I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
Hey, look, in January 2016, I went in the hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June. And one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem, and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Beast in me is caged by frail and fragile bars, restless by day and by night, rants and rages at the stars. God help the beast in me.
All right, Robert Barnes is going to be co-hosting with me in the fourth hour today in studio.
The beast in me.
And he's going to be launching a new show here, at least for the next month or so, that's going to be commercial free. We're going to have no network ads, so we're only going to have 6 minutes and 10 seconds of ads. That way we had more time for guests, more time for callers, highlights of Trump speeches, things that are developing, all the things that are built for the day that we want to recap. We're going to have a countdown, and I'll tell you the name of the show by the end of the broadcast here today, but it's something I just wanted to do. We also intend to add some more shows that are specialty programs as things break, because so much is happening with 217 days out from the election. Now, I began, and I'll cover this in the fourth hour, getting inundated with footage of empty hospitals all over Europe and all over the United States. And people, it's good they're out researching. It's good they're out doing things. They go to hospitals that they've known in Connecticut, in New York, in Texas, in California, in London, in Berlin, Germany. And they go, it's empty. And all there are all these beds. And they'll talk to the cops. The cops go, yeah, usually a month ago, this hospital's full of people. Nobody's here now. Everyone is thinking that that means it's all a hoax. No, folks, when they think there's going to be a major pandemic, they designate certain hospitals as quarantine centers, and they're not going to have regular patients there. They're cleaning them out and getting them ready for emergency triage facilities. So that's where people go off half-cocked. That's what it appears to me in the last few days, having these videos come in, and I didn't air them yet because I couldn't figure out what was going on. Then I made some phone calls. I looked and found the few places I were able to call that they are indeed, if you can get a doctor or a nurse on the phone, yeah, no, we're cleared out, just to handle coronavirus. Now, the thing is, they're not overwhelmed yet because it hasn't peaked. And there is a lot of media hype going on, and there is footage out of England where they're going around saying a guy died in the building who didn't, and they're all in hazmat suits. So there is some leftist fear-mongering going on. But then we got this footage that's up on Infowars.com that we'll cover next hour. Irresponsible, CBS slammed for using coronavirus footage from Italian hospital to portray New York City, saying it was New York, saying it was overwhelmed, showing people in the hallways. That's like ABC showing the Knob Creek machine gun shootout and saying that Trump allowed the Turks to blow up a Kurdish city. It was 10-foot tall gasoline plumes, mushroom clouds from gas tanks getting blown up by machine guns. It wasn't 5,000-foot mushroom clouds like they said. Set videos up on NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. We'll cover it next hour. Going back to Mike Adams. Mike, there are a lot of people that are either in one camp or the other, as you know. It's a total hoax. No one's died. It's all made up. A giant power grab. Or it's the end of the world. No. It's more sophisticated than that. Yes, they're using it for a power grab. Yes, there's a Rockefeller Foundation report to bring in world government with this. Yes, they're admitting. Absolutely. But drones, control, we hate that. But looking at this coronavirus, and it's man-made, it really is bad, and now it is reinfecting, and now we know it's targeting people's testicles. So the best you can tell, what is the providence, what is the gene pool, what is the pedigree, what is the genealogy of this, and now that we're getting a clearer picture, where is it going?
Well, it's clearly an engineered biological weapon, as you and I reported now almost a couple of months ago. It was clearly man-made, and you described it well. It's kind of a nanotechnology. This was created to be not really an organism, but a mechanism to cause mass death. But the thing is, what's happening with the media lies, and what's happening with the attempt to silence information about chloroquine or zinc or other immune-boosting substances is that really the virus isn't killing enough people from the point of view of the globalists. They want the virus to kill more people, so they have to silence anybody who talks about how to beat the virus, because we can beat this virus. We can beat this. We can get our economy back on track. That's my message for today, Alex, is that we can end the lockdowns. We can end the lockdowns, but it requires silencing Big Pharma for a minute and saying shut up about your vaccines and drugs for a moment so that we can focus on zinc, which is available right now, and hydroxychloroquine, which is an off-label, you know, very affordable, low-cost drug that can help in severe cases. We can solve this. We can beat this. We don't have to wait 18 months for a vaccine. But the media is silencing all of us who have this message of hope for humanity because they want it to be bad. So, yes, it is a biological weapon, Alex, but it's not the weapon that they really want. It doesn't have the death rate they wanted, which was maybe, 500% worse than what it is right now. It's not quite there from the point of view of the globalists. And they know that we can beat this if the knowledge gets out. And so that's why they're shutting you off with the Google app, and that's why the tech giants are part of this. Look, the tech giants have engaged in censorship just like China did, because they want this to be bad. They want America's economy to collapse. They want Trump to be defeated over this issue. The way to protect Trump, and this has been my motivation motivation from the start. The way to protect Trump initially was to do the lockdowns until we found a solution. Now we have a solution. Let's use the solution, which is zinc and chloroquine and masks, and let's end the lockdowns as soon as
sure,
we can.
Sure, because he had to do the lockdowns because they were prepositioning it to blame every death on him. And even when he did that, they still tried to blame him. And as you said, CDC brought it in. They're globalists. They put the people out on purpose. The Democrats tried to tell Trump, don't block any flights, don't do any lockdowns,
that's
hoping
right.
it would get really bad. And now they've had all the governors that are Democrats try to block things they know are wonderful treatments. They are true villains. Who are they taking orders from?
Well, the communists. The communists. In fact, China has been sending testing kits. You've seen these stories to European nations and states in the U.S. testing
that don't
kits
work.
That don't
and
work.
Twitter.
On purpose.
Exactly. And Twitter has been letting them put out all the propaganda they want.
Yes.
Saying the U.S. Army released it.
Because Jack Dorsey is a communist. He is with the communist Chinese, and the Chinese are trying to sow total chaos across the U.S. healthcare industry with false positives and false negatives so that we can't identify the people who really have it, and we fail to identify asymptomatic carriers who are the ones who are spreading it. So, look, communism is the enemy of humanity. Communism with this virus is what's killing people and killing economies. And the way to beat the communists is to have U.S.-made testing kits that work, U.S.-made masks that work, and U.S.-manufactured zinc supplements and hydroxychloroquine. It's really that simple, Alex. We've now narrowed this down to about four things that can solve this. We can get America back to work. We can have elections on time. We can stop the cycle of replication of this virus. We know the solutions now. That's what we need to be doing.
And we know their plan. Blame Trump for it. Have mail-in ballots so they can steal the election. And then let the Chi-Coms literally have our own media run Chi-Com propaganda against our own country. I mean, this country is in a war, literally. I mean, when you're saying this, I'm hyperventilating because it's so epic, it's so real, and you were panicked, so was I, because it was man-made, the media was praising Xi Jinping, then attacking Trump. I mean, you can see the setup, but I don't think it's gone the way they wanted. So now let's ask the question, how do you see this playing out? And here's the problem, what do they pull next? Because they haven't given up. They only escalate.
Well, my current numbers are lower than Dr. Fauci's numbers. I'm currently projecting between 45,000 and 90,000 fatalities in the United States through the end of the month of July. That number might get a lot lower depending on what we do from here forward. If more people become aware of zinc, if more doctors are allowed to prescribe hydroxychloroquine, if people wear more masks, then those numbers could get significantly lower. We might end up with only tens of thousands of deaths, which would be an amazing victory since we were looking at 2 million if we did nothing. But fortunately, we won't see 2 million anymore. We've got this much more under control, and we can do better yet.
Mike, you got a lot up at naturalnews.com. We repost a lot of it. I appreciate you letting us do that to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Tell me some of the other big stories you've got.
Well, I'm very concerned that Trump knows that there might be more things coming beyond this virus. You've got the Pentagon ordering high-level officials into underground bunkers in Colorado, and Trump calling up 1 million medical reservists to join treating injuries and perhaps combat injuries if we get invaded or something. A lot
That's
of scenarios
right. America,
right now.
Absolutely. The globalists you just said are going to launch more stuff. They didn't just send the troops into NORAD for no reason. We're now
right.
heading up in the death con.
I am doing it all. The water, the fiber, the exercise. But I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keep coming back. My doctor said that I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
I've got a tiger by the tail that's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb.
I got to tell you, our guests, our callers, our crew, this is the most important broadcast out there.
Now the pace world.
And this country's been so balkanized that a large swath of the public, even those that are somewhat awake, have to be in two camps. Either it's the end of the world or it's a hoax. No, I've looked into these coronaviruses. They're the real deal. China is a stinking pig pen with all this industrial stuff right next to shanty towns. The people are run down, horrible toxic waste. It's a petri dish, like a dirty daycare for germs. And the timing and the release and the choreography and the Bill Gates behavior and the vaccine pushing and the drones and the lockdown. Yes, the lockdown, if it's really a bad virus, can slow it. The point is, to me, that doesn't even matter. It's the kill the economy response is the main target. And then comes the police state and then comes the soft kill and the reinfection and the testicles. But thank God there's hope. If you're a diver, the answer when you're 100 feet down is having an extra tank so you don't drown and asphyxiate and get back to the surface. Well, you wonder why cancer is exploding. You wonder why all this is going on. If you don't have the right vitamins and minerals that are essential You don't die in 4 minutes without vitamin C. You die in 6 months. You don't die without water in a few minutes. You die in 4 or 5 days. Well, you die without zinc in 5, 6 months. It depends. But I mean, you get degenerate, you get sick, you get a cold, you're dead. Other essential. And to watch the media in unison censor the president of Brazil saying, oh, in America and Europe, they're using Z-Pak and hydroxychloroquine and zinc. And they banned his videos. He's out giving speeches. This is so criminal, Mike. And I'm glad you keep going back to that, because for me, for I think for everybody, this is the final straw that breaks the camel's back. Pelosi saying, you don't block flights, that's xenophobic. Biden saying that. No, go out in late February. And now saying every death is Trump's fault. What in the world is going on here, Mike Adams?
Well, I believe that when this is all said and done, we need to have mass investigations and mass arrests of people who are communist Chinese puppets in the United States. And that includes certain left-wing senators. It includes certain members of the so-called press who call themselves journalists but are just puppets for communist China. We need to completely remove all trade, extricate ourselves from trade with China over the next 4 years so that we don't depend on China for anything.
Starting with the medicine, right?
Starting with medicine, absolutely, but also rare earth minerals, electronics, many other things. We need to just basically blockade China, because it's a communist regime that lied to the world, that allowed this to be released and then covered it up, making it far worse. China refused to share data that would have saved lives all over the world. And then China has been telling the media what to report about this while sending us faulty test kits on
purpose. Isn't that incredible? They tell the UN publicly, this is not debated, folks, in case you didn't know, they tell the EU and the UN what to say, and then they tell our media they're the boss. They're the boss.
And the WHO is nothing but a bunch of communist Chinese puppets who won't even mention the nation of Taiwan, which is a standalone independent nation that deserves to have a seat at the table when talking about this, by the way. Look, China is the enemy of humanity under communism. Not the Chinese people who want to be free, but the Chinese communist regime. It's the enemy of humanity, and probably a third of the members of our Congress are Chinese puppets. And they need to be, in my opinion, investigated, prosecuted, you know, arrested and prosecuted and held to account for what they have done.
I totally agree. And now there's a mass awakening by members of the U.S. Intelligence Committee. Cotton, Hawley, British intelligence has come out and said, look, we think the Chi-Com's lost it. And the fact that they're blaming the U.S. Army when China covered all this up, they said, Boris Johnson said there's going to be a reckoning. The British don't usually talk like that unless they mean it. So sure. People are really pissed.
Well, they should be, because all of this was preventable, all of it. I mean, we didn't have to undergo this pandemic. We didn't have to suffer these economic shutdowns and all this chaos that's happening. This was all preventable. China caused all of this. Communism caused all of this. And communism is still silencing voices like yours and mine who are trying to offer solutions to humanity.
Americans should be so mad that now they're restricting you everywhere. They're blocking us everywhere. And all we're doing is showing mainline studies about zinc and Z-Pak and all of it, and the chloroquine. I cannot believe that it's that evil. Congress must act against big tech. They're now censoring the president of Brazil.
No, think about this. The media has been more critical of you than they have been critical about the communist Chinese regime that harvests organs from political prisoners for their black market organ trade. I mean, think about this. Why is China able to have its propaganda channels on Twitter, but I'm not allowed to be on Twitter? When I'm trying to help America, save American lives, get us back on our feet, restore our economy, even protect our liberties during this as much as possible.
You were saying 8 weeks ago, take zinc. I mean, that's just yes. it's the why is it the mega antiviral? I mean, you just type in zinc antiviral. There's thousands of prestigious studies that are like, it's a miracle. 100%, 97% stoppage rate. But you've got to have it already in your body. You can't. Well, what I was reading is once you're already sick, you've got a problem.
Well, there's something. I'm about to do an article on this. There are three elements that can save humanity. It's zinc, silver, and gold. Because zinc can stop the replication of many viruses and stop the pandemic. Silver is both a monetary base and also a metal that can be made into colloidal silver for topical treatments or sanitizing surfaces. It's very effective for that. And gold should be our money standard, where we wouldn't have these trillions of dollars of helicopter money that's ultimately going to destroy the value of the dollar. So zinc, Silver and gold can save humanity. And yet, what is all the suppression about out there? It's about suppressing the truth about a gold standard, or suppressing the truth about colloidal silver, or silver rounds as money, or suppressing the truth about zinc that can save lives. So think about this. The answers are so simple, Alex. They're on the table of elements.
By the way, that Hasidic Jewish doctor in New York is now treated and cured 600-plus people. It was 340 last week, forcing the FDA to go ahead and authorize this. Imagine Cuomo threatened to arrest him just a week ago, and he's a well-known, respected doctor, and all he's doing is following the European Union regimen that works.
Yep, and that's just like communist China arresting that whistleblower doctor, whom they later had to apologize about because he became a folk hero in China. You know, Cuomo's acting just like the communists, trying to suppress what's working for people, trying to suppress the truth.
Why does the left want to sabotage society?
For all the reasons we've mentioned for months, they're a culture of death. They want to murder babies. They want to murder adults. The pandemic is doing the job the Democrats have worshipped and celebrated forever, which is just killing people and making people bleed to death and bleed. And now they're going to destroy your testicles and your lungs and your nervous system because this also attacks the nerves.
This to scare you. We're saying so you get ready. Mike, do five more minutes with us, please. On the other side, naturalnews.com. We have another great guest joining us, who Mike actually introduced us to a few years ago. I've been wanting to get him on, so this other gentleman's going to be coming on the transmission. And then Robert Barnes is here in the fourth hour. John Mark of JohnMarkSays.com is going to be on the transmission. But I want to ask you when we come back about the Federal Reserve and what Trump just did. First off, though, folks, listen, vitamin mineral fusion, you don't just need zinc, and it's got a good dose of zinc in it as well. It's got the amino acids, the vitamins, the minerals. It's good for adults and children. InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off. 50% off, even though it's going to sell out in just a few weeks. Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus. Real Red Pill Plus has natural energy in it, a wide spectrum of healthy caffeines if you want that boost. Real Red Pill Plus doesn't have that. It's got the pregnenolone that is a precursor. You need to boost everything. It's amazing. It gets it pushed into your glands, pushed into your body. I would take Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, if I was above, say, 18 years of age. For other adults and children, I would take Bi-Mineral Fusion, and it funds our operation. Turmeric is known for all the great things it does to the body and boosting your defense. Bodies, whole body support, anti-inflammatory support, flexibility support, joint support, and it is just very, 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 very powerful and does a lot of great things for the body. I would get that. That's also discounted. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10 cleans out the mitochondria and makes them function better and be healthier, and then that goes very well with the zinc. It's also discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. This is how we fund our operation. And then water. Now, they deemed in Michigan ProPure was not essential and shut them down, so we can't sell you those. But Alexa Pure Breeze systems, that's there. And then also we have the water filters, but they're running out of the Alexa Pure water filtration systems because people are ordering so many of them, but they've got them now. InfoWarsStore.com, but get your order in. I'm told it's going to sell out by this weekend, probably sooner. So InfoWarsStore.com. And food is now available again. For the virus, for the economy, for what the globalists are going to do, you need Swerbal Foods. It's the best place to get it. And they actually have it. They got a pack and get it out to you, but they've got it. InfoWarsStore.com to get your Swerbal Food now available again. And they haven't raised the prices, even though food went up for them more than 10%. I'm going to ask Mike Adams when we come back how you expect them to strike back next.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.